Well, the Northern Territory today announced a zero emissions target, the last jurisdiction in this country to do so. It's part of a suite of measures to mitigate and prepare for climate change. It's also talking up the economic opportunities that could come from exporting clean energy to its neighbours just across the water in Southeast Asia. But critics say the aim will be worthless without a plan to address the emissions that will come from the development of the Territory's massive onshore gas reserves. Jacqueline Breen reports.
When the summer temperatures start to get really serious in Alice Springs, the river next to Barb Shaw's town camp begins to fill. Not with water, but with people. Escaping the stifling conditions in overcrowded, poor quality, un-air-conditioned housing.
Because the only cooler place during these times is under a big shady tree and, you know, in the creek or river. So, you know, even though people do have a home, they're going to make themselves homeless because of the climate and the heating and cooling system in their house.
She keeps an eye out for families with kids and calls them in to spend some time under her ceiling fan.
Like, they'll come and ask me for water and I'll make sure I stock up on cold bottles of water, icy water, you know, so keep their fluids up.
Last summer, there were days of record-breaking temperatures in central Australia where the mercury wouldn't budge below 40 degrees, and the Bureau's forecasting a drier and hotter wet season ahead in coming months. The impact of climate change will be big in a place that, to date, has only made a relatively small contribution, just 3%, in Australia's total annual emissions. But the Territory's low emissions have been trending up. The Labor government says it's going to change that. Environment Minister Eva Lawler today unveiled a new climate strategy committing to a target of zero emissions by 2050.
It's one that we think we can take the community along with us, that we can take business, we can take industry along with us. That's one that we can achieve.
As well as decreasing emissions, the government says it wants to increase the Territory's share of the economic opportunities that could come from the energy transition.
I like the fact that they've taken the idea of exports seriously and that they're looking to develop a further strategy on renewable exports and solar hydrogen.
Territory-based tech entrepreneur Eitan Lenko has been lobbying the NT government hard on what he says it has to gain from renewables development.
There's a proposal on the table for the Sun Cable project to build 10 gigawatts of solar out near Tennant Creek and export that through a HVDC cable to Singapore and provide Singapore with 20% of its electricity. And the Northern Territory has given that project major project status and is really pushing that, doing a lot to push that project forward.
But there's a big but. Earlier this year, the Territory government lifted a moratorium on hydraulic fracturing and is encouraging development of its potentially massive onshore gas reserves. The gas would be sent interstate and overseas, where the emissions would count towards someone else's total. The government has promised it will work with the Commonwealth to ensure there is no net national emissions increase from fracking conducted inside the Territory. The Australia Institute's Tom Swan.
And we're still yet to see any progress, even in this new report from the government today, on what they intend to do about climate change. There's still no progress whatsoever on this key recommendation.
The Territory government says talks are underway with Canberra about offsetting fracking emissions, but there's nothing to show for that yet. Labor says a plan will be in place by 2021. Tom Swan again.
It's very poor policy to backload the conditions like that. The terms under which the fracking is going to happen should be clear up front so that everyone can make clear decisions on whether or not it's actually worth going ahead. If they get this wrong on offsets for fracking, it'll completely swamp 100 times over any emissions reductions they make in the other sectors.
Back in Alice Springs, the wait's doing little to cool the feelings of heat-stressed inhabitants like Barb Shaw and her neighbours.
When there's a drought in Queensland or in New South Wales, the government jumps. And the government has the drought relief fund. When there is a flood, the government jumps and the government puts out flood relief funds. Now, I'm very sorry, I've got to say, us Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory, we suffer because of these government policies.
She wants to see a plan before sweltering through too many more hot summers.
Jacqueline Breen with that report.